Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today, we're painting word pictures here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and so let's see how well all of the artists, I have artists on this program. Rich McFadden, artiste.
I'm a sandwich artiste.
Yes, you are. You're eating his breakfast sandwich.
Molly brought me cookies from
Trader
Joe's.
Oh, did she? Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Good thing I'm not around.
She always does that.
Yeah, very nice. She's trying to bring, it's like an apple to the teacher.
I can't resist.
Molly Page is here to disseminate the news and information that the rest of us don't care anything about. Ken Kessler is here.
Do my best.
You know what I found? It was really enjoyable in the last hour, and I was going to point it out, and it may not mean anything except it's a nice anecdotal little fun thing. Molly is in a different studio than Richie is. Richie's behind the glass, and then there's another studio. So Molly's over there. So during the last hour, Molly was very all serious about a particular news story, and she had a cough. So she set the microphone off thinking that no one would hear her cough, but the cough went around the corner. You can hear it on Richie's microphone. Okay.
Did you hear the expletives as well?
I didn't hear any expletives, though. Okay. No. I just heard that. Okay. So there's a study that has been published today. Basically, not great news for religionists or those who especially identify themselves as Christians. Would you please fill us in, Ms. Page?
Indeed. It's mainly because millennials are not as religious. Mm-hmm. This is the takeaway from a Pew Research Center study. It was released just yesterday. The study says the Christian percentage of the population has dropped about 8 points from 78.4% in 2007 to 70.6% today. Hinduism and Islam made small but significant gains, but the big drop in Christianity comes from people who now identify themselves as unaffiliated with any faith.
Here.
Yes.
Yep.
I saw a story that said nuns are on the rise, and I thought,
not
there
those
are more
kind of
penguins?
Nuns.
No, they were referring to this study. Yeah.
There's a great song from Van Morrison, which sort of typified where I was going when it first came out, and it's called No Religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as dramatic as Imagine, the John Lennon song,
right?
But it's sort of
I
in
know
there.
That song.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Both of them are great songs, and explain, those of you who believe that you must find God through a religion, so be it. God bless you if that's what you want to do. I find God in everything. I give thanks every day, and I believe that my word goes straight to the source, if you will, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call the energy that is the creator of everything. And this is what I'm comfortable with. Everybody's comfortable with something different. The thing that I find difficult is all of those people who would criticize someone for not following what his or her faith is all about. If you have something that makes you, according to you, a better person, whether it's that table, whether it's a light bulb, whether it's a dog, I worshipped my dog. Remember dog spelled backwards? Is God. I saw a bumper sticker once. Had that on, and I thought, bingo! That dog, for me, was the closest connection to a God source because of her love, because of her energy, because of what she taught me. And we all maybe find it in different ways. Yoda is another way for me, in my mind, in my reality, to identify with a God source, with that energy, with whatever it is that has created this thing called life that we have no real understanding of.
Did you say Yoda from Star Wars?
From Star Wars, yeah. Yoda from Star Wars is a terrific
Give her the 20-second explanation of why.
Oh, you don't know about Yoda? Are you a non-Star Wars person?
No, no, Molly loves Yoda, but I don't understand how that's the connection to God.
To God?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that you understand, if you understand the dark side.
The spiritual side of Star Wars.
Right.
It's a lot deeper.
Oh, the Force.
The force is the force of God. The force, and that's right, Rishi. The Star Wars theory is the same theory as the cowboys and Indians, the good guys and the bad guys. That's all this is.
Yeah, let's not do the cowboys and Indians thing.
There's a lot bigger connection to theology than cowboys and Indians and Star Wars.
No, you're right, Molly, thank you. It isn't cowboys and Indians, I misspoke, and I did. It's the main street in Kevin Kline and what's his face? I talked about it the other day. I never can remember the name of that movie.
Silverado,
thank you.
Oh, I love Silverado. Yeah.
Where Kevin Kline bumps off, what's his face?
You mean Kevin Costner?
No. Nope.
Kevin Kline was in?
Kevin Kline was
in. You're not thinking of Silverado. You're thinking about
Tombstone. Some other.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Okay.
Anyway, that we're getting sidetracked. The point is that the good guys and the bad guys, that's what the good zombies and the bad zombies.
Wyatt Earp.
Any of these stories that we read, I went to see the movie Far From the Maddening Crowd this past weekend. There's a bad guy in there, a soldier. That's just how we always have to have good guys and bad guys, good politicians and bad politicians, whatever. I'm just saying that the reality of where we get our values comes from what we believe in our own heart is the source. What teaches us right from wrong, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
This is interesting. One of the things that they say is causing the decrease in Christianity is the older population of the world, but the United States is not passing it on to the younger population, the millennials. But they also say that Americans are marrying later and increasingly to spouses who don't share their faith.
Yes.
And having fewer children.
Oh, my God. I sat when I was at Megan's house on Mother's Day. She has the New York Times. She reads the New York Times cover to cover every day. And the
perfect example, right? Your daughter married later, and isn't her husband Jewish?
Yeah, not really, but yes. Father.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. So, but I'm looking at there's a page or there's a whole section in the New York Times of people who are getting married this weekend. And I'm looking at the names, I'm looking at the pictures, I'm looking at the ages, and you have just said what was that, the basic in that whole section is Jewish guy marries a Muslim woman, there was a Christian guy marrying Jewish, that's no big deal, but they're mixing up faiths, and an Asian guy marries a Latina. Let's see here. I'm trying to remember some of the other things that stood out to me. It's just like a mix.
Even whittled down as little as my wife is a Latina.
Right, and you're
an
Irish
Catholic, and I'm an Irishman, so I was Episcopal growing up. And so my kids were baptized in the Catholic Church, so I'm like the only one. Even the dogs are Catholic in my house.
Yeah,
but, you know, my wife is like, a little bit with the Catholic Church, so it's, you know. And so, I definitely see this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Molly, you've cast aside your religion. Kenny, you change religions. So this is what it is. Whatever, however you can find that which helps you become a better human being, that's what you embrace. Do it. And
but we all still believe.
We believe. I believe that you need to believe. How do you not believe in something? I mean,
let me tell you something.
How do you not? If you don't believe in something, you don't believe in yourself.
You get up a little bit in age and you start to realize what a tick of the clock our life is.
Yep.
And the bigger picture.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in anything before or after when you come or go, what a waste of time.
Right. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons. Thank you. I'm changing my whole life. I decided a couple of months ago that what was going on in my life doesn't work for me anymore, and I'm done. So I'm selling. I'm moving from where I am. I don't know where I'm going. I haven't found a place yet. But I know that this place wasn't working for me, and the way my life was going wasn't working for me, and how things looked in the future. When I look at the last 3.5, 4 years and how I spend my life and things, how they've changed, and then I think about how quickly that 3.5 or 4 years has gone by. And then you look ahead to what is next over the next 30 years. How quickly is that going? I look at the last 30 years, and it seems like whoosh,
yep.
Megan and I were talking about that as we were pushing Miles down the street the other day. That doesn't sound right. Miles, Megan and I went to the farmer's market, and we had Miles in a baby carriage. And we were talking about his life and what he has to look forward to, and how even now he's 4.5 months old, seems like seconds ago he was born. And Megan and I were talking about when she was that age, and that seems like only minutes ago. So whatever you're doing with your life, stop wasting whatever time you may be involved in and thinking about the past and blaming and all of that stuff serves you not. Let's go right to Ron, Richie. You got him? Ron, are you there? I'm doing a good job.
Hold on a
commercials
second.
Commercials and stuff.
He is
I need to get this. Thank you, Molly, for bringing us that
up here. Hold
story because it was good food for thought stuff.
Hey, Ron, are you there?
Ron, somewhere. Ron, Richie, do a 30-second spot, and then we'll get him.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 1-pound bag of Starbucks coffee for just $9.99. Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 5/16 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
All right, let's help ourselves to some super beats for super energy and a super life. Super beats. Better than regular beets. Better than beet juice. Better than even having a whole beet that's non-GMO. This beats everything else because it converts nitric oxide in your body to the way that the arteries and veins open up, get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your body, all of the things that need support, keeps your blood pressure low, gives you all kinds of energy. If you're an athlete, you're going to love this. Matter of fact, it's almost prescribed. It's not medicine. It keeps you from needing medicine. It's so rich in antioxidants and electrolytes and all the things that charge you up and give you the energy to make it, not only for an hour or two, but this stuff stays with you for the whole day. So if you want to find yourself feeling better and having more energy and being healthy, you'll want to call for Super Beats, 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com and get a 30-day supply of Super Beats free. First order is 3 months. You get an extra month free, money-back guarantee, free book, Beat the Odds, 800-655-4183. 855-4183 to feel your best all the time. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com for Super Beats.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, 20. I got my mic didn't sound. There it is. Hi.
What's this thing in front of me?
That's what that is. Where's my microphone?
Where's my microphone?
23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. All right. So our video of the day today comes from the folks over at ABC Television. It's the first official trailer for the new Muppet Show, which we have been talking about almost ad nauseum because I love the Muppets. You got to see the trailer that we have in the video of the day box at DougSteffens.com. But just as a tease, here's some of the audio.
Everybody, can I have your attention? I have some really great news. ABC wants to put on an all-new primetime series starring the Muppets.
God bless America and its magnificent broadcasting company.
The show's going to be all about our personal lives. I hate the 405. Behind the scenes.
How'd the surgery go?
Oh, fine. But I kept biting the stitches off, so I threw this thing on.
Our relationships?
I don't see how it's ever going to work out with you and I.
You can say it, Dad. He's a bear.
Sort of an adult Muppet show.
If you have children, how will you raise them? Where will they go to the bathroom? In the woods?
Okay, that is an offensive stereotype.
How about we film the series in that crazy handheld documentary style and have cutaways to one-on-one interviews?
Cut to interviews? Then it's just a totally overused device to make easy jokes. You know, talking to the camera about how you really feel and then cutting back and saying something completely different.
All right.
I just hate that.
So, you get the gist of it, but watch the video of the day. If you love the Muppets.
I can't wait. But at the same time, the voices are just that much different.
Yeah, I'm not. This doesn't sound like the old Muppets to me. I'm not honestly thrilled.
That's the hard part. I mean, you watch Bugs Bunny now or something, or Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and then we get it. I mean, how do you keep the same voice forever and every year?
Right. All right, so anyway, it's something that we think would be fun for you to watch at any rate. Okay, so Stevie Wonder today. Stevie Wonder, he was child prodigy that started when he was, what, about eight?
On this song, he was 15 years old.
Yeah, but he, I think he started when he was 8 or 9 years old.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't really. This is kind of when he broke out and everybody started to go, who's this kid?
Right.
Fingertips when he was 15, almost 16.
He was born in an incubator, or he had to be because he was preemie. That's why he doesn't have any sight. But, man, does he have plenty of sight, if you understand. Oh, my God. So some of his big songs, Fingertips, My Sharia Moore, I Was Made to Love Her. You name popular Motown music, and he had his hand in an awful lot of it.
You know, it makes you wonder.
Right.
You know how your other senses are even stronger when you lose one of them. So because he's blind, would he have had the genius that he does had he had sight?
Well, that's the point. I think that's part of what we're talking about here. He won an Oscar in 1984 where I Just Called to Say I Love You. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 1989. Got 16 Grammy Awards. This guy has got nothing but talent. And apparently is a decent human being as well. From anything, I don't know the guy. I never interviewed him. But from what I hear from people who do know him, he's a gentleman and very eager to help people.
Do you guys remember when Eddie Murphy was making fun of him on Saturday Night Live? And then he went on Saturday Night Live to make fun of himself?
Yeah.
And he took so much heat for it.
That's the size. That's the sign of a man, I think, much as anything else.
Yeah.
So we pay tribute to Stevie Wonder on his birthday. He is, he's 65 today. Stevie, 65. Woo-wee. Still around. I think he does a lot of performances. Does he go out on tour, per se? Does he?
I mean, he's around all the time. You see him on TV all the time.
Congratulations to Stevie Wonder here from Good Day at 28 after the hour.
You call my name.
This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. Exercise is vital to your health, but it can't overcome a bad diet. No way. You are what you eat. So what should you be eating? Natural foods are best. The kind of foods your great-grandmother would have eaten. Veggies, fruits, whole grains, eggs, potatoes, lean meat, and fresh fish. Sadly, unlike our great-grandparents, we eat a lot of processed food. These are foods that are worked on in a factory until they are a shadow of their former selves. The nutrients are stripped out and sugar, lots of sugar thrown in with salt and fat to give it a bit of taste. Otherwise you wouldn't sniff it, let alone eat it. All too often the result is mindless food, the kind of stuff you gorge on watching TV and don't notice until your waistline balloons out. Finally, portion control is vital even with the good stuff. This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Molly Page, updating us on some of the important stories and news of the day. Rich McFadden on top of a lot of things, including a big yellow ball in the studio. That may be what he's most on top of. Kenny Kessler.
It's orange, by the way.
Is it orange? Yeah,
it is.
Okay. All right.
Molly's on a black ball, by the way.
I am.
Is there anything to continuing the discussion about this Wisconsin police officer who shot and killed an unarmed man? News media made a big deal out of it because he was biracial. Now the policeman says he's biracial. He wasn't charged. There was no real protesting done in Wisconsin last night. I've sort of stayed away
there
from this all day.
In Madison.
Yeah, but they were peaceful and quiet and. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'm so tired.
The turn on this is the biracial. Now it's not black white. It's black and part white. There was a hubbub the other day because an MSNBC host who was apparently filling in for a weekend host who was apparently filling in for a daily host said that the three cops in the Baltimore situation that were black were part white, and if they weren't, this wouldn't have ever happened.
Really?
So if they were full black, none of this would have.
Stupid thing to say.
It's absolutely stupid. And the woman who said it is lighter skinned. She's African American, but lighter skinned than the three cops she's accusing being not black enough.
Well, but President Obama's biracial, and most people refer to him as black.
Yeah. You know, I'm so over you. I get criticized.
So silly.
Somebody said to me the other day, as a matter of fact, they criticized me because I referred to someone as black instead of African American. I said, I choose not to use the term. What do you mean? That's what they want to be called. I said, really? Well, where does it say that's what
they
want to be
Irish American.
It's up to them. Yeah. And I know people who want to be referred to as African American, and other people say, no, I'm black.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I am off of that because I don't even want I don't want anything blank American attached to it because I don't think that doesn't indicate what you are in terms of racial makeup. It is a political statement. If you are an African American, or you say you are, or an Italian American, you've put whatever your history or heritage is before the fact that you're an American, and I got no use for that. I think you're an American, and that's it. Okay, you may have black blood or ethnicity in you. You may be have Jewish ethnicity in you. You could have Indian ethnicity in you. But if you are an American, you're an American. And I am so tired of the hyphenated stuff being politically correct. Screw it. You can be, you know, say what you want about who you are. And that may be how you want to introduce yourself, fine. That doesn't mean I have to buy into it. And somebody said to me, well, that's disrespectful. I don't see it that way. You may, and that's swell. I just don't like it. I don't want to call somebody a hyphenated American. You are or you aren't.
I'm a princess American.
Good for
and
you.
I insist on being referred to that way. From now on.
Princess. All right, so princess, let's talk about the House of Representatives doing something really good yesterday. The Environmental Protection Agency has been trying to implement a new plan that would ruin agriculture in America. Not affect it negatively, ruin it. These morons want to, and these are kids too, that have no clue about reality. None of them ever set foot on a farm. They wanted to declare a waterway a puddle in a farmyard. That's how bad and how stupid these people are. This is one of the ways. You want to get me going on something?
You're not going yet?
I'm
frightened.
All right, then you tell the rest of the story.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
I applaud you. Go on.
You
I want to hear about the puddle on a farm.
Come on.
It sounds like a limerick, but do...
This is something that farmers across the country, by the tens of thousands, have had to rally. Every single farm organization in the country has had to get into this. Imagine the time and the money wasted over this foolishness with these fools. So the House yesterday... approved on a 261, to 150. This is, I got everything in my system now is working its way up. 261 and 155 vote that forces the EPA to withdraw the rules and instead to consult with people who have a half of a brain. That's basically what the bill says. Streams and tributaries and wetlands, they want to protect them from what? What are you protecting them from? This is how the country has become so stupidly divided with people who say, oh, we've got to help the environment. Yes. And farmers that I know, not all of them are perfect, but you don't find perfect in anything. But most, if not all the farmers that I know who are in my league, who are in my world, who are around me, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I raise Jersey cattle. And I've had 145 acres of land here in the town where I live. And is there swamp? Yep. Are there wetlands? Yep. Am I going to roll over if somebody comes into my yard and says, that puddle over there is a wetland? I'm going to throw them the hell off my property. And if they come back and they want to arrest me, I'm going to let them arrest me. Well, they aren't going to do it now because somebody finally had enough brains. But what more upsets me about this than the fact that they're trying to do it is that they have the ability, they have the money, they have the power to initiate rules and regulations without any input from anybody. They just come in and say, this is it. You have to do this. Where does that power come from? The fact that the House had to work this hard and the farming community had to look to all, they had to make major contributions to various senators and congressmen to get their attention so that they would take this off the table. And so we have this kind of the woman who runs the EPA says one out of three Americans get their drinking water from sources that aren't clearly protected. Really, the last time I checked, the only person I ever saw drinking water that was in a puddle on the driveway was Charlotte. Anybody here ever drink water out of a puddle in the sidewalk or in your driveway?
Not Kenny, sober.
No.
While sober. Okay, you had to do that so I could laugh, and I had gone down and get off of it.
Wow.
Well, am I right or not, Richie?
Come on, check your
pulse. No, seriously.
No, it's ridiculous.
Of course it is.
Crazy. It's crazy.
What are we putting up with this for? Why are we doing this? Why are we allowing these people to get away with this?
We've been trained that they are there to take care of us and that we need them to protect us.
Bourgeois. If we had a really good educational system, people would figure this out for themselves and we wouldn't need these clowns.
Shake it off.
Okay, Kenny. The Rolling Stone magazine is being sued by a prof at the University of Virginia.
No. The dean, right?
The dean. Well, he was a prof. Yeah. Okay, associate dean. For $7.5 million, you want to tell us the story?
Yeah, this is Nicole, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the last name right. Nicole Aremo. She's the administrator that handles sexual assault problems on campus.
Yeah.
And this article in Rolling Stone that has been discredited and turned out to not be true at all.
In every circle.
Made her out to be the villain, that she was the one who was protecting the university above protecting any of the students.
Yeah.
So this isn't just about filing a lawsuit against them for printing something that was untrue. It's a defamation lawsuit because they named her as the big problem there. And a part of the big problem, too, is that Rolling Stone did this, and then they just said, sorry, but nobody lost their job, not the reporter who did the story, not the editors, nobody.
Yeah, there's been no repercussions on the Rolling Stone side.
Well, somebody's going to have to, I'm a betting person once in a while when I think it's a sure bet, and I'm betting that this is going to cost the Rolling Stone some money. That would be my
tons.
That's going to be my, I believe,
$7.5 million for starters.
Yeah.
And the big fault in this was that they just didn't double check sources.
Right. No. And hey, behind this lawsuit, UVA is going to be coming with their own.
Yeah.
And then also the fraternity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. 17 before the hour. In a moment, we're going to visit a story that Richie found fascinating. Remember the movie Monuments Men? That was a real story, and we've got the sort of story behind the real story coming up in a moment here on a good day, 17 before the hour. I have in front of me, Richie, a squatty potty.
You do.
And because Mother's Day is over,
please wait until the break to use it, though.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to use it now, but thank you for suggesting that. Father's Day is about, I think, 3 weeks away?
Yeah.
Okay. So if a squatty potty is good enough for your mom, why not get one for your dad? Father's Day. He will thank you today, tomorrow, next year, next 10 years, whatever. As long as he lasts, using the squatty potty will help him, reducing the strain brought about by various problems that he may be having, or we're trying to keep him from having problems, actually, because this is the natural way for you to eliminate. The squatty potty allows you to squat fully and relax your colon, which results in an easier and more complete manner of speaking elimination. Squatty potty, engineered so you can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural elimination. When you're not using it, right underneath the toilet. Pretty easy to put it there. Doctor recommended, fits any size toilet, and it really works. So, squatty potty. Get yours for your father this is probably the easiest way for you to get it. You can go to Bed Bath & Beyond, find it there. You can find it at squattypotty.com. But between now and Father's Day, if you text the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511, you get a special coupon, which is worth 20% off the cost of the squatty potty. Only way you can get it, though, is to text the word Doug to 511-511. That's texting Doug to 511-511. Give Squatty Potty for Father's Day.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha. All right, we've had a story at DougStephan.com about the Monuments Men. I remember the movie. I did not know the story. Did anybody here know the story of the Monuments
Men? I did not until the
before,
movie.
Before the movie.
Right.
How many people actually saw the movie here? Kenny, did you see it?
Not yet, but it's in my Netflix queue.
It is. Okay. All right. Cam, Richie, you saw it.
Yeah,
Molly, did you see it?
I've seen parts of it.
Yeah. George Clooney. Yeah. There's a good cast, and it was fun, actually. It was a good story. Robert Edsel is the author of the nonfiction books Rescuing Da Vinci and the Monuments Men, Allied Heroes, Nazi Thieves, and the Greatest Treasure Hunt in History. Mr. Edsel, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So is this just about the five paintings that were missing and returned to collections in Germany after the war, or the way this was, for those who don't know this, maybe that's the best place for us to start. Why don't you tell us in a few words the story of the Monuments Men and what they actually did during World War II?
Sure. It's an extraordinarily remarkable story.
Yeah.
This group of men and women who were museum directors, curators, art historians, some were artists themselves, middle-aged, who volunteered for service during World War II to become a new kind of soldier, one charged with saving rather than destroying. And under General Eisenhower's orders, there were just a handful of them in Italy, and a story I tell in my most recent book, Saving Italy, and then in Northern Europe, which I tell in Monuments Men, which is what the George Clooney film was based on. And in the final months of the war, they discovered thousands of salt mines and caves and castles filled with literally millions of stolen works of art and cultural objects. By 1951, when their work was done, they'd returned over 4 million stolen objects
wow.
to the countries from which
yeah.
they'd been taken, and over 1 million objects that belonged to German museums and individuals that they'd acted as custodians for since their museums were largely damaged. There's still hundreds of thousands of things missing. The Monuments Men Foundation, which received the National Humanities Medal from President Bush in 2007 for its work, not only honoring these men and women, but also putting their legacy to use, located and returned five paintings that were brought home at the end of the war as souvenirs. We're not exactly sure how they got to the United States, but it points to this treasure hunt that we're involved in, and we've engaged the public with this toll-free number of ours, 1-866-WORLD-WAR-2-ART, which is 994427. People call us with leads and tips or things that they've inherited that they're not sure how they got home. And so it's been a great service.
Robert, I'd heard that one of the pieces returned last week. There was a couple of big pieces returned last week. That one of them was actually won by an American serviceman in a poker game.
That's right. In fact, three of the paintings were won by an American officer who was part of the 750th Tank Battalion. They were into this town in eastern Germany early on, horrible fighting. And he won these three pictures, whether he won them off of a Russian soldier, whether an American took them as a souvenir, we don't know that. But the family took care of them all these years, and we hear these stories all the time. There were two other paintings that we found that an American woman who was part of the Special Services Library Branch, making libraries available for soldiers and officers, bought these two paintings for $25 off someone that was trying to sell them that belonged to an important collection in Germany. So it's just speaks to the magnanimity of Americans in the twilight of their life. They want to do the right thing. These things can't be sold, and we don't. The foundation, Monuments Men Foundation, exists off the goodwill of the public. We have supporters, financial supporters, large and
this
small,
cool.
and we don't charge anybody for the work. It's a great honor to get these things back home.
Yeah, this is a great, great story. I'm glad that you memorialized it in the book, but now you're actively involved in it, and I think the average person doesn't have a clue that there are this many. What it does, it sort of reminds me of stuff that we see, another recent movie highlighting the atrocities of the Germans and what they got away with and how they raped and pillaged everything. They stole everything that they could. And so the fact that they were able to save it and now bring it back and maybe put some of it back where it belongs is a great tribute to the work you're doing.
In 15 seconds, do we have a knowledge of everything that is still missing, or is it just kind of like clotting? We only have a few seconds left.
We have some knowledge, but mainly we're, you know, the 1-866 World War II numbers allowing people to come forward and bring those things, and we've now gotten the Congressional Gold Medal for the Monuments Men, which will be presented sometime this summer, so it's great work. And
what's
we're
the
really
number again? Give us that number
1-866 World War II Art, which is 1-866-994-4278. We don't charge anybody for our work.
Good.
Just want to help get these things back home.
Very Robert cool. Edsel, author of The Monuments Man, here on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I always said it'd be better if we weren't friends, not that I didn't want to be.
What does that mean?
It means if you're smart, you'd stay away from me.
Okay, well, let's say for argument's sake that I'm not smart.
This is a song by Paramore, Decode, from the movie Twilight, the one that was done in 2008. Robert Pattinson's birthday is today. He's 29. Look at all this.
What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
Has accomplished. He was like 22 when he started this franchise, wasn't he, Chucker?
Yeah, something like that. Those three actors, including Kirsten Stewart, really don't have to work again if they didn't want. They made a ton of money off those
Things. Yeah. All right, so anyway.
Did they really go out and look for a guy who looked dead for that part in real life?
I don't know, but they found him.
So that Pattinson looks always pale and
pale, and
white,
his eyes
pasty.
Are sunken. And
yeah.
just, I don't get him.
He's like he looks like those zombies that we posted.
He does.
Facebook. Same thing, that sunken, yeah, that really emaciated, unhealthy look. Oh, happy birthday, Robert. Have a wonderful day. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. The essence of our relationship with Chucker, we have a give-take relationship here. Chucker gives and we take. So we'll take from him some movie news, information about what's going on, some of your favorite material. I actually have what I consider to be a very positive movie item, Chucker, that I want to get your input on in a moment. This is Good Day.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. A quinceañera celebration is the most important day in a young Latina's life. However, planning a quinceañera can be costly, with many celebrations today costing as much as a wedding. So is it possible to give your daughter a quinceañera she will remember for the rest of her life, but still fit within your budget? Celebrating a quinceañera or serving on a quinceañera court should be fun and affordable. And a store like JCPenney has you covered. JCPenney has everything you need all under one roof. From hair and makeup services to formal attire and jewelry. With a vast selection of cocktail dresses, suits, ties, and fashion accessories from top brands, along with hair and makeup services, JCPenney makes it easy for the birthday girl and her court to shop for all their quinceañera essentials. Additionally, JCPenney offers a variety of personalized and quinceañera-themed rings, necklaces, pendants, and charms that will make the birthday girl feel special without breaking your budget. Visit jcpenney.com to view JCPenney's full assortment.
A lot of buzz today, Chucker, on another fugitive movie. And one wonders whether it brings the... It's a great television show. And then from that came the movie that had Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones, which was not a good picture, an excellent action picture, I thought. And then after that was another picture.
U.S. Marshall 3 years later.
That was another good movie. So where does this go?
From the story goes that the studio Warner Brothers hired a screenwriter to pen a script for a remake of that film, which was done in 1993 with Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones, who won an Oscar for his role in Best Supporting Actor. He was terrific in that film.
He was.
This is my gut feeling. Obviously, if it's a remake, it's unnecessary. But most likely, what they do in this case is they bring in a screenwriter who will write some sort of elaborate backstory twist, probably on Richard Kimball, the lead character or the one-armed man, and do something that veers totally in a different direction. I can't just see basically remaking the same film. But listen, it'll probably make a lot of money because it's a franchise property. It'll sell overseas. And if they can make a lot of money, they're going to do it.
But do they bring back Harrison Ford and they bring... I mean, Tommy Lee Jones I can see as a participant, but Harrison Ford's character, that's been quenched. That's been satisfied.
Well, the Deadline Hollywood Daily, which is a very big blog and very credible, broke the story and actually said that there's a possibility that both Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones could be involved. But I think if they're involved somewhat, it would be in a cameo. But I can't see either actor agreeing to do that. But you're right. Where would Harrison Ford fit in? Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones could be the main character again. He's still got it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm going to go. Neither will be involved. It's going to be a direct remake with a backstory twist. That's my opinion. One other bit of news. Filming takes place today. Starts today on Captain America 3, Civil War. Listen to this, Doug. They're going to have Captain America, Iron Man, Black Widow, Vision, Hawkeye, Black Panther, and Ant-Man all in the same movie, which is like a semi-adventure. Avengers. This genre, the comic book superhero genre, is not going away anytime soon.
But they keep bringing in more of them. Is it the audience going to get confused who the good guys are and the bad guys?
I think people who follow the stuff sort of understand what's going on.
It's like Superman versus Batman. What a stupid idea.
It's going to make a lot of money, though.
Oh, my God. All right. It must be run by the people that run the EPA. All right, Chucker. Good man. Chuck Curry. Happy to have him here with us on Good Day every day. 59 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.